Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. Remember that the water ain't going to clear up till you get the pigs out of the creek.
You think?
Yeah. So yeah. Just keep that in mind.
Get
all right.
Out.
We can apply that to our government right now.
Yeah. Get the dipsticks out of Washington.
Right. Yeah. The water ain't going to clear up till the pigs get out of the creek. So
you can't drain that swamp.
Nope. Sure can't. Yeah. All right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
That's right. All right. Here we go. We've done these before. Before, but here we go again.
One more time.
These are deja vu variants. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. This is all, we're all about education.
All over again.
Education ain't everything.
That's
right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu all over
all
again.
Over.
Right. Yeah. Deja vu.
Boo.
The feeling that you've been scared like this before.
Okay.
Deja pew. The feeling that you sat through this sermon before.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
P-E-W.
P-E-W.
Deja poo. The feeling that you've heard this same old crap before.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Deja moo.
Oh, yeah.
The feeling that you have milked this same old cow before.
She just won't stay milked.
That's the issue, isn't
that's
it?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Deja brew. The feeling that you've had this hangover before.
Oh, yeah. Been there. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Deja flu. Yeah, there's been a lot of that going around this year.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Feeling that you've got the crud back from the spouse that you gave to her.
Usually
that
it's
you
the grandkids.
Back. Oh, those walking Petri dishes.
They make me sick.
Yep, exactly.
Literally.
Deja glue. Yeah, the feeling that you have sent this same horse to the sale before.
And I still got this.
Wait a minute. Did I get this horse back?
Right.
Right
for a bait.
Yeah. Deja new. A new feeling that you've had this feeling before.
New feeling. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Deja sue. Feeling that you'll be sued. You'll be sued time and time again for what you just did.
Or said.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or us. Deja you.
You.
The feeling that you've never been that lonely before. Deja zoo.
Okay.
Yeah. The feeling that you've worked at this outfit before.
Completely opposite direction I was headed.
Same old zoo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Deja blue.
Blue.
B-L-E-W. And the feeling that you've been in Wyoming before.
Oh, boy.
Man, the wind has been miserable, hasn't
it? We've had our share, that's for sure.
Yep, I'm over it.
Done.
Deja shoe.
Shoe.
Shoe. The feeling that you've been kicked by this horse before.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. Deja shoe with S-H-O-O.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Feeling that you've been stung by this bee before. Right?
I've had that.
Uh-huh. You have.
Yes,
you?
I have. Yes.
Deja who?
Who?
Yeah. Feeling that you've been served these paternity suit papers before.
Who?
Who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Deja view.
View.
Yeah. A feeling that you've been bucked off this high before.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Deja Lou.
Lou.
Yeah, the feeling that you've been in this British restroom before. Yeah. Deja Adieu. Adieu. The feeling that your guests can't leave soon enough.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Got a great show coming at us this week. R.W. Hampton's riding along with us. Rodney Nelson, New West, Homer and Jethro, Bill Barwick. Let's start with Kyle Evans, shall we?
Let's.
Legend of Casey.
From a horse ranch in Dakota, the man called Casey Tibbs was destined to ride his way to fame. Flashy and extravagant in everything he did, at an early age the whole world knew his name. He was born with class and spirit and a ton of honest try, a cowboy in the true sense of the word. And when it came to riding broncs, his limit was the sky, and he proved it on every hit he spurred. 9 times he won the gold in his 20-year career. They say no one could ride the way he did. Colorful and reckless, Casey rode without fear, and those who knew him say that's how he lived. Although he won the barebacks once and twice the all-around, saddle bronc is where he gained his fame. Very few horses born could put him on the ground, and 6 times the buckle bore his name. At far too young an age, when sickness took its toll, and he knew he only had a little while, Casey kept on charging like he was on a roll, and he rode one more bad one out in style. Covering the bad ones and making it look easy, this cowboy rode him high, wild and free. And the world won't forget the legend known as Casey, his name's forever carved in history. He was born with class and spirit and a ton of honest try, a cowboy in the true sense of the word. And when it came to riding broncs, his limit was the sky, and he proved it on every head he spurred. And the memories live on of the legend known as Casey, his name forever carved in history.
Oh yeah, the legend known as Casey, as in Tibbs.
As in the Tibbs,
you betcha.
Yeah.
Man, they just...
Not Mighty Casey.
Not the baseball player.
No.
Yeah, right. Man, good way to start Cal Radio, isn't it? Yeah. And we know nothing.
I know nothing.
Nothing this week. We are invoking the fifth.
That's right.
In order not to incriminate ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, the Fifth Amendment was probably a good idea at the time, but if you did something wrong that you can incriminate yourself for, wouldn't it make sense that you just, you know, that
they already know
exactly. So if you say I plead the fifth, that means yes, I'm guilty.
Yes. Yeah.
But anyway,
I'm not going to talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
I did it, but I'm not talking about it.
Anytime I hear that, I always go back to Oliver North. All of that. Iran Contra scandal, the whole deal. I'm invoking the fifth.
The fifth, yeah. Yes.
So that's what we're doing this week. So we just will end the show.
We'll shut it down.
Right, yeah. if we're going to invoke the fifth. But
The older I get, the less I know.
The less you can remember.
Okay, well, okay, let's go there then.
Yeah. I'm going to say... you know, my wife says, well, you didn't tell me about that. And I said, well, I didn't remember. I didn't remember to tell you about it. And you
And usually I start that sentence with, did I tell you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Start the whole conversation.
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the other day my wife says to me, you know, you don't listen to a thing I say. And I thought, man, that's an odd way to start a conversation. But...
Where are you going?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Where have you been? I don't get it. But right. The older I get, I can't remember if I told my wife this. So secrets are very safe with me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Like a steel, rusty trap.
Yeah. And that's right.
Nothing gets out.
Gets out. That's right. Once it gets in, nothing gets out.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm pleading the fifth.
Well, and the smarter your parents were, right?
The older you get, the smarter your parents were.
Exactly.
Man, you know, when you were teenagers, you knew everything.
Right.
That's like the old saying, hire a teenager while they still know everything.
Well, they still know everything. Right. Yes.
Yeah. And it's true. Once we get a little older, mom and dad seemed pretty wise.
At one point, they didn't know nothing.
Exactly.
Well, and now, they knew it all.
They were smart.
Yeah.
They were dang smart. And we always thought we were putting something over on them, you know? And we weren't.
Well, when you live in Oakley, Idaho,
oh my
population
goodness.
650 yep. roughly, right?
Yeah, right.
Everybody knows yep. what you're doing.
That's right. Yeah.
So.
And your parents will find out.
Uh-huh.
Well, our mother used to tell our elementary school teachers at the beginning of the year, she says, I'll make a deal with you. I won't believe everything that my kids tell me about you if you don't believe everything that they tell you about me.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was mom's deal at the beginning of every school
right.
year.
That's right.
And good deal. You know, that was smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, plead the fifth. Who left the gate open? Yeah. Well, and like anybody's going to confess to that.
Not me.
Yeah. Who was the last one through the gate? I don't know. Yeah.
There's a lot of those running around.
There is.
Not me, and I don't know.
Who? I was.
Deja who?
Yeah. My son's Will's favorite saying.
Yeah.
Will, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
I mean,
before he even said anything, first thing out of his mouth was, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Right. All right. Well, we need to ditch out to a commercial.
Okay.
When we come back, Barwick's going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.